All right. Good morning, everybody, and happy Friday. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. Yesterday at approximately 11:30 a.m., there was another crash on North Van Dyke, this time in front of Peppermill Restaurant. It appears that a white Chevy Equinox and the Huron Development Commission van were the two vehicles involved. Max Towing was recovering the vehicles from the scene. Huron County Sheriff's Department, Bad Axe Police Department, Central Huron Ambulance, and Bad Axe Fire Department were all on the scene. A Bayport man has reached a plea agreement in a child sexually abusive material case. Keith John Finkbeiner has agreed to plead guilty or no contest to charges of distributing child sexually abusive material and using a computer to commit a crime, with additional charges to be dismissed as part of the deal. His existing bond conditions will remain in place, and he is scheduled for sentencing in circuit court at 9 a.m. on Monday, February 2nd. Seasonal weight restrictions will take effect at 7 a.m. today on roads maintained by the Huron County Road Commission. The limits are being enforced to protect road surfaces during winter thaw conditions and will remain in place until colder weather allows for lifting the restrictions. Under the seasonal rules, trucks must reduce their normal gross weight by 35% on most county roads. The restrictions do not apply to Class A roads or routes that are part of the state trunk line system. During the restriction period, all overweight and overwidth permits issued by the county will be temporarily suspended. Drivers and businesses seeking additional details are encouraged to contact the Huron County Road Commission directly at 989-269-6404. We'll be right back.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the Thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back. The owner of the Bad Axe Theater has been formally charged with multiple felony sex crimes stemming from allegations dating back to the mid-2000s. Mark Wesley Rolfe, 54, was arraigned yesterday in Huron County 73B District Court on 3 counts of first-degree criminal sexual conduct, offenses that carry a potential life sentence. The charges involve allegations of sexual assault against an underage employee during that time period. Judge Julian Ferris set Rolfe's bond at $50,000 cash or surety. Court records indicate a probable cause conference is scheduled for January 15th, followed by a preliminary examination on January 23rd. Rolfe owns several Bad Axe businesses, including the Bad Axe Theater, Longshot Lanes, and the Hideaway Bar and Grill. He acquired the theater in 2004 after previously working there. In recent years, Rolfe publicly sought financial support for the theater, citing ongoing economic challenges following the COVID-19 pandemic, and previously raised funds for restoration projects to the historic property. The case remains under investigation as it proceeds through the court system. And a man previously charged with pulling a gun on his girlfriend in Huron County Circuit Court is now headed back to that court. Jamar Brewer, whose girlfriend twice had to be removed from the courtroom for disruptive behavior during a late 2025 hearing, appeared in district court today after reportedly leaving Michigan in violation of his probation terms. He is accused of traveling to Vegas, getting married, and failing to return for his scheduled court date. Court officials have canceled Brewer's bond and ordered his case remanded to Huron County Circuit Court, where he is scheduled to appear on February 2nd. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News Update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall. They're just east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these, and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.